right, my friends, welcome to Locomotives. We are live on WMPG, your people-powered community radio station. And today I'm live in the studio with Gorilla Finger, Portland's very own duo. And hopefully I'm going to get some sound in there. Let's see if we got them up there yet. Say hello. No?
Evening.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh, I see. You're on that one.
Yes, here we are. Hello.
Oh, hello.
We were hiding.
You were hiding. That's, I know. You guys do that sometimes.
We're tricky. We are gorillas, after all.
It's
we
true.
We have pajamas on.
Pajamas?
You know.
In machine guns.
Yeah, it's like the man in the black pajamas, you know, that sort of thing.
Digging it. I'm digging it. I can totally understand the concept. I was just having that conversation with someone today.
Ah.
Our cook extraordinaire, where I work, she came into work today, and she was looking mighty fine. And then I said, wow, you're looking, you know, pretty together today. And she's like, the secret is my pajamas are underneath.
Ah, yes. It saves a lot of time in the morning.
Comfort and style. It's awesome.
Pretty fantastic, I got to say. Yeah.
You know, maybe Monica set the trend, but maybe it's that she is a true Gorilla Finger fan.
You never know. You never know. We could pop up anywhere. We're a very portable band, as it were.
Well, welcome to WMPG, guys. Welcome to Locomotives. It's a pleasure have you on board.
Thanks for having us.
My name, by the way, is Michelle Arcand, kicking it in the studios here. And we are going to hear what these guys are up to, how they're doing it, what million other projects they're involved in. And mostly, we're going to talk about the music.
That sounds good to me.
Mostly, actually, we're really going to listen to the music. The music is going to speak.
Oh, we do have some music for you, yes.
Excellent. Well, let me start by letting everyone know that WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. Online at 317mainstreet.org. But right now, it's all about Gorilla Fingers.
Why, thank you.
So we've got Jason and Brendan in the house.
That is correct.
Yes, thank you.
Jason Maller, of course. He plays this great box.
Yes.
That's right. He plays the box.
Yep.
The cajon.
Cajon, yes.
Cajon, it's also known as, yes.
Some call it a box, some call it a
cajon. I hone in on the cajon.
Some call it a cajon. So welcome, Jason Maller.
Thank you.
And sitting next to him is Brendan Mahoney. And welcome, Brendan.
Why, thank you, Michelle.
So, tell us what's up. Tell us who you are.
Well, we're Gorilla Finger.
How'd you come to be?
Jason found me playing in a pub, the Brian Baru, here in Portland, and he said, you know, I got this box I play, and I was like, a box, and he had to tell me what it was, and I said, that sounds cool, bring it down. And that was like maybe 2 years ago, I think, about.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
And we've been playing together ever since. It's, you know, a bunch of my songs, and he just slaps the hell out of that box over there for me while we play them, so, you know.
If you're going to have a box, you might as well slap the heck out of it.
You know, that's the way to go,
I
really.
Also have a djembe.
And a djembe, yeah. He's spiced things up here.
Somebody just came in the pub while I was playing. A friend of ours, handed me the djembe. He's like, you should play this too.
Yeah, handmade by some guy down in Florida. So, yeah. Really sweet sweet acquisition.
Nice. So, I can't even see Jason because I've got this computer, but I see Brendan through this little window.
Oh, hello, hello.
We're like across the universe.
It's like your head is a big square box.
Jason's making funny faces anyway.
Oh,
you know?
Nice, nice.
I dressed up nice. I wanted to look good for the radio, you know.
And I don't have to smell you because I'm all the way here. Because once they get going, these guys, you know, they're going to let it reap.
It's going to get warm in here real quick, I think.
It,
you know.
Well, then, without further ado, let us welcome Gorilla Finger.
All right. Well, thank you. We were going to start off with a little blues tune for you. Wrote this one a couple years ago. It's called Tuesday Blues.
Come on now. Well, I was working in a hut and he's just trying to make
they was going out of style. But the mouth that you don't feed's the mouth that'll make you walk the mile. And I got sued. Well, that checker'll be there Thursday afternoon. Well, everybody gets a dime, everyone except you. Now open up your pockets and hand them out two by two. And they're waiting and waiting, but that check's not in the mail. Still, you swear to them it's otherwise, and you're sure this plan can't fail. What you gonna do when that check ain't there on Thursday afternoon? Well, I used to spend my mornings just trying to figure out what to do. But now I'm Mother Hubbard, I'm just a living in my shoes. Yeah, I call my unemployment and I punch my numbers in. But I paid them all that money first, yeah, no, you never win. Now I sit and I pray that my checker will be here Tuesday afternoon. Now I'm scrimping and scraping, yeah, just trying to get by. And the only time that I don't mind is when I'm good and high. And I tell you, all this wasting must be going to my head. Cause sometimes one gets to thinking he'd be better off dead. But what's a poor boy to do when his check ain't there on Tuesday afternoon? What's a poor boy to do when his check ain't there on Tuesday afternoon? So what's a poor boy to do? Whoa. Say when his check ain't there on a Tuesday afternoon.
Sorry. No overnight cab.
Why, thank you. So that one's the Tuesday Blues.
And they're just getting warmed up.
Ah, why, thank you. So this next one we're going to play is a little tune called Left in the Rain. Wrote this one a number of years ago, too. It goes a little something like this. We went out walking for a little while. Reprieve. Chance for us to breathe. Sorry I left you in the rain. No time for a change of clothes. A heart beats once, then twice to commit to you, to you. We had been talking for a little while. Reprise, it opens up your eyes. Sorry I left you in the rain. No time for a change of clothes. A heart beats once, then twice to commit to you, to you. You see it too. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
it to you. Where we don't know, one knows, not even God. What's the deal? Don't you know we got something to do? Don't you go holding us back, go now, while the moon is lighting the evening. Can't you see what we see? Got you see, oh. Left in the rain.
It's a pouring out tonight here
it in is Portland. Raining here tonight in Portland.
Don't leave anything out in this freezing stuff.
As the temperature drops, it could get icy out there tonight, folks.
But don't let that deter you from heading out, because
there's so much great stuff going on in this town.
There is. And tonight especially. Tonight down at the Empire Dine and Dance, there's this big, huge benefit for Jacob Cuff, local musician, songwriter, incredible guy.
Yes.
Got leukemia, and everyone is just trying to help him out to pay all of those bills. We're going to have Anna playing. That's the former folks from Gypsy Tailwind.
Correct.
They're going to be down there. Model Airplane. Who
those guys
just
are cool. Yeah.
Freaking.
They're the catalyst for why we're here.
That's right.
Are they the catalyst for why you're here? They should be the catalyst for why we all exist, really. Just to be that good. That's how good they are. And it's $8. All the money goes to Jacob Cuff's medical expenses. So
very, very,
if you're
going to
go
class,
anywhere tonight, and if you feel like heading out, that would be the place.
That's right.
There's a lot of great things happening. Also, but make sure you stop there. Give them your $8, even if you only hear a song or two. And then move and groove elsewhere if you need to. Otherwise, really, you're in the right spot. But as it is, you're in the right place here and now, because your ear is where it's supposed to be, listening to that radio dial, listening to the fine duo. I mean, it's two guys in here. Just a guitar, just a box.
We try to make a lot of noise, you know.
And look at the magic. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. With us in the studio on Locomotives, Brendan Mahoney, Jason Maller, otherwise known as Gorilla Finger.
Why, thank you. For you to see.
mystify you and open up the shackles of your mind. Just enough for you to see.
Just enough for you to see. Little tune we got. Now we're going to do one called That's What She Does.
this time. Nothing's gonna cure your broken mind, not this time. And I just want you back here in my arms.
Sweet.
Why, thank you.
So, you're writing all these songs, Brendan?
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing it for a little while.
What's that one called?
That one's called That's What She Does.
That's What She Does.
That's
nice.
What
so
she
are
does.
You going to put out, where can you hear all this music?
Well,
where are you playing?
Right now, we're trying to get our Gorilla Finger Facebook up and running. We got a couple videos on there. Trying to get some songs out of some scratch recordings we've done for a while. That still sound pretty good, but we're hoping by springtime to have an actual record out, something that we could sell, you know, and be in the stores and at our shows and things of that nature. And we're also looking to try to get as many shows booked as we can for this summer. Right now, we're still pretty wide open. We do have an upcoming gallery show for the next First Friday Art Walk over at Lalo Gallery, right at the top of High Street.
Yeah,
Melissa over at Lalo Gallery's having us come in, and we're doing the Blood and Whiskey Studio.
Yeah.
It's their premiere, so we're providing the entertainment. I believe there's a whiskey tasting, so that's the Lalo Gallery in the State Theater building. And that's
High Street.
Yeah, first Friday, February.
So right above where the State Theater is, you go in that little door with that really old school elevator?
Yeah, it's right before you go in that door. It's right there.
There's actually a street window there.
Yeah, we'll be in that window.
It's all local main artists.
Oh, that's cool.
Stuff there.
So that's next Friday.
That's next Friday, yep.
And what about Sundays? Are you still doing every Sunday at Brian Brew?
We were doing every Sunday at Brian Brew, but, you know, it slowed down for winter time, so we took a break for the winter. Hopefully we'll be back, when the weather starts cooperating again.
And you guys got babies coming on the way.
We both have babies coming on the way, so there's
two separate women.
Two separate women, yes.
Babies.
To add to the ones that we already have.
That's right.
Nice.
We're both starting broods, as it were.
Biggering and so, biggering, you know. And
we need
biggering.
More band members. That's what we figure, more band members. We just make more band members.
We're going to start two family bands and join them together.
Oh, nice. The whole family band. So this is Gorilla Finger live in the studio, and not to get confused with The Roots Dub Reggae Gorilla Finger. You got to look for
Gorilla Finger Dub Band is in the Animal Gorilla, and I've met these guys several times. Cool dudes. They play cool music. It's dub music.
Very nice.
And we both strangely came up with the name right around the same time. But
Was it all at that festival down in Standish?
The Harry Brown Fest up in Starks. Yeah, we were doing the coffee house. We were
a lot of strange things happen up at Harry Brown's.
This is true.
Channeling.
We did a couple residencies in there
channeling.
On their second stage. So, yes.
Nice. Well, hell, there's a lot of Gorilla Fingers out there for everybody.
You know, there just needs to be more to go around. There's no trouble with that.
That's cool.
It's a sharing effort.
So hopefully you're going to get in the studio. You're going to get more gigs. This is the call to promoters out there.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook.
Party,
it's
small,
Gorilla
small
Finger.
Anything.
That's GUERILLA Finger. And we're on Facebook. We got some stuff on there. Has both of our contact information and things like that. Again, I'm Bren Mahoney, Jason Maller.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you can hear him at First Friday, and you can hear him. I know you come down to Dogfish now and
then.
Hopefully you'll come back soon.
We're doing the open mic circuit, trying to get some gigs out of that too, you know.
So people can come down and see you and get other
things
happening.
We have a library of covers we do too. But, you know, tonight we're going to try to do mostly originals. Might do a cover or two, but...
it's a beautiful thing. That's what we like here on Locomotives. We like the original music, the heart and soul of... Who Gorilla Fingers?
I got a lot of these stored up. I figured nobody else is playing them. You know, I may as get them out there. You know. So
everyone, you're tuned in to WMPG 90.9, 104.1. We are Southern Maine's community radio station, and we have biggered our signal, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm hoping folks out in Augusta can even hear us tonight.
Hello, Augusta.
Even in this rain.
My sister's in Augusta, and she said she was going to listen, so.
Okay. Oh, cool.
There we
hello.
Go.
Hello, Ian.
That means she's getting it.
Hey, my friend Beth is listening in California.
Even better. I got some friends down in Connecticut and other places listening as well.
So, my father's
hello,
in Florida.
Beth.
That's right.
You know, Beth, you might get a poetic moment. These guys might enlighten me.
Oh, I think so.
Or indulge me, really. But, so that's it. You know where you are. I know where I am. Let's hear what these guys are all about. We've got so much more music to play.
We're right here in Portland about to play Discorporated Body.
All right.
Your body leaves itself, yeah, your body leaves itself. Your body leaves itself, yeah, your body leaves itself. Discorporate. Your body leaves itself, yeah, your body leaves itself. She must have gone away again. Whoa, my eyes are towards the drawer, yeah, my eyes are towards the drawer. Deep. Myself away again, yeah, myself away again. Your body leaves itself, yeah, your body leaves itself. Your body leaves itself, yeah, your body leaves itself. This corporated body found on the floor in mourning, still intact.
Ah, thank you. That one's a discorporated body.
Something happened in the headphones and stuff there.
Oh, no, that was my bad, Jason.
That was your bad?
If you missed the guitar at the beginning of that track, that was me. I had my tuner on.
It was a Brendan It was a really a Mahoney moment.
That was making you imagine what the guitar might sound like in your mind.
That's called mind-melding guitar. In case you needed to know.
Doing?
I was on the mind-meld setting. I'm
what
sorry.
Are you
sorry.
Doing to me?
Right.
You know, hey.
Turn it back to the other setting.
I'm back to broadcast setting.
That's
here,
what tuning
so,
sounds like.
It must be about all the rain, you know. There's a lot of rain going on, and rain leads to mind melding.
This is true, you know.
I know, but not at this time of the year.
Well, you know, it's like spring. It's really confusing.
I and confused.
Yeah, I think. Anyway, speaking weather, I just thought I'd let everybody know what the weather was tonight. In case, you know, you're not outside and you're in a box somewhere in, you know, a house or an office or a car, who knows. Wherever your box may be, tonight it's mostly cloudy. There's some rain going on. The beautiful thing is that it's still in the 30s.
It is warm out there.
And that's nice. So it's pretty warm for a rainy day. You don't need to get the serious heavy jacket. Just put on your spring rain jacket. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny in the morning, and then it kind of gets cloudy. But again, we're in the high 30s, so enjoy the day. Sunday, same kind of thing. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. So it sounds like a good weekend through and through. I mean, I thought we were going to get snow again, but even Monday is looking nice. So it looks like all weekend we're going to get, you know, some sunny weather, little clouds, highs in the 30s. Enjoy it while it's here. It's January.
Yeah, apparently nobody got the memo. It was winter.
I want snow.
There's no winter memo. I mean, if it's going to snow, let it snow.
That's right. If it's going to be cold, I say let there be snow on the ground, but...
If we can't get snow, we can get gorilla fingers.
That's right. Here's a tune for you. This one is a little tune called Lucky. Wrote this one a few years ago as well. Hey.
Breaking out
some oldies. I got some new ones coming up here.
That's good. We need a little oldies.
No, right. This, like I said, this one's called Lucky.
Fell down and had a good old time. Nothing left to drink or smoke. Well, I guess that's fine. But I got a little pill, just a cheap little thrill. Down the hatch, and I guess we'll see with time that there's nothing to see. Sail blind through the rocks without fear. And could anyone be as lucky as me? Though nothing's gone my way for some time, no choice but to reconcile. 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 Later every day, want more, what's mine? They better take a place at the back of the line. Cause soon I'll be a bitter old man, just doing the best I can. And I know I'll be gone when it's my time. When there's nothing to see and nothing to hear, I sail blind through the rocks without fear. And could anyone be as lucky as me? Though nothing's gone my way for some time,
thank you.
A nice sweet one. So who Who are your influences in your writing style?
Well, I'm a big fan of, like, Neil Young, Frank Zappa, Pink Floyd, a lot of psychedelic rock and, like, some of the folkier rocks, too, you know, Bob Dylan, things like that. So, you know, pretty much anything I hear can, at any given moment, become an influence, so.
And so, in terms of your approach to a song and songwriting, are you a guy that just, like, you hear music in your head and you're like, oh, man.
I can't get to a guitar fast enough sometimes to get the song that's playing in my head. But, yeah, I mean, I read everything from...
So do the lyrics come after the music, or do...
Sometimes. Some of my favorite ones were a vocal melody first, and then the song fell in afterwards. Some of my favorite songs to play as far as a musician goes were songs first, and then, you know, but never know where, yeah, when the mood's going to strike you or where it's going to take you, but I like to not limit my songwriting to whatever, you know. I have a silly reggae tune we do sometimes. I got some other songs, you know, like some funny tunes, and then we do a lot of serious stuff too, so.
Right. And then do you guys get together and you say, hey, this is what I was thinking, and then Jason...
Not at all.
No, I throw Jason under the bus.
He never tells me, like, if we're playing out and stuff like that, there's never a set list.
I'll hide set lists.
Or he'll write a set list and not play it.
That's right.
And then so. Jason's just like, so you're an improv guy, period.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Absolutely.
You're an on-the-fly. That's amazing.
He knows the songs. I've thrown new ones at him.
I just remember, you know, like, if he throws a new one at me, I'm just going to flounder around a little bit. But
right, but you find your way, and then you fine-tune it, and then you have it for the next time.
Yeah, that was one of the great things about the weekly gig. You know, if there was a new song, I'd just bust it out.
We never practice. We never get together and... maybe 3 or 4 times. I think I can count on 5 times on my hand that we've gotten together outside of playing in front of people. So this is actually a weird thing to be playing and playing for you guys, but it's like
it's
not
so
having
intimate.
The audience, but knowing
that
they're
audience?
All there.
Woo!
Yeah, they're all out there, you know, like.
Woo! We're with you. We're cheering. The folks are out there. Our number at the studio, by the way, 780-4909, and you can let these guys know that you really are out there listening. Let them know what you think, because here are two guys that have been playing with a multitude of other bands in town.
Yep.
Part of, I mean, Brendan, who are you playing? Playing with?
My current band, we're between names because we just changed our lineup around over the last couple months, but we were the Milk Brothers, a 5-piece kind of funk jam band type thing. So yeah, we're in the process of not really regrouping. We're pretty much grouped now, so we're about to come back out, and we're just trying to get the name together and figure out what we're doing. But
5-piece funk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now it's back down to, we actually have been experimenting with double drummers. Ooh. Which has been pretty intense, percussion heavy, kind of cool stuff we've been doing. So.
Oh, nice. And then Jason, you're part of
Pornography for the Blind, which is a Josh Madure project.
Is that what he calls it?
Pornography for the Blind.
These days,
it's not something
Joshua
I tell my mom,
Madure. The man, the legend that he is.
Yeah, we recorded an album with
love that
Jonathan
guy.
Wyman. And Adam Ian did the mastering and spent a lot of time on it. Didn't spend that much time on the name, I guess. Maybe.
Right, no.
But, you know, I think this is one of the hardest things for a band, if not the worst thing, is the name and trying to find a name. So. It's
you're telling me. That's
people
what we're going through
Joshua
right now.
People know Joshua Madure anyway for what he does.
There's a band that I do like that's in the Portland area that you don't really hear of, and they're called The Wood. And
you've been playing with them too?
No, I don't play with them, but I like what they do, and they're a band that should be playing more and probably should get all more.
Right. Well, we'll have to get them in the studio.
That's what my band played a party with them too. Those guys are pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, for three guys,
Wood
they
Brothers,
do really good.
Whoever you guys are, bring you know, give us a call. The Wood, give us a call. We'll try to.
I don't
get
think they're
some
brothers,
tunes
but
this
they're,
way.
They're wood.
You're full of wood. I think we're going to stop on that note. We're going to let you know that Locomotives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company, locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years. Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone. You know the number? 774-2219. Once again, my friends, my listeners, comrades out there in Radio Land at WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland, let us welcome in the house Gorilla Fingers And don't be shy. Pick up the phone, 780-4909. Let us know where you're listening. I want to know how far this signal goes.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Some New Hampshire people, some Granite State.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope if you're in New Hampshire, listening online, wherever you may be.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
So here's a song. This one's called Blue Moon. I wrote this one last New Year's, New Year's before, whenever there was a blue moon on New Year's Eve. I wrote this song.
There's a blue moon coming, yeah, it's coming across the sky. There's a blue moon coming, yeah, it's coming across the sky. Storm is blown away. Welcome in the New Year's Day. Yeah, the snow has fallen, yeah, it's falling on my home. And you find it empty, there's a trail to where I roam. Sun will shine in the morning, and I won't have to hide. 'Cause now I've found a new place, yeah, a new place to reside. The moon, it keeps on traveling across the sky. There's a blue moon coming, yeah, it's rising into the sky. There's a blue moon coming, yeah, it's rising into the sky. Storm has blown away and guide us to a New Year's Day. There's a resolution, yeah, it's right on the tip of my tongue. No more dissolution, now this new year has begun. Sun will rise in the morning, and I won't have to hide. 'Cause now I've found a new place, yeah, a new place to reside. There's a blue moon coming. There's a blue moon coming. There's a blue moon coming.
That one's called Blue Moon. Do a little number now for you called So Good.
Climbing up the walls again, I got a whiskey smile and a whiskey grin. Far from the floor with the mystery man, with the shifty eyes and his bulletproof tan. And he said, some ladies to be so good. He said, some ladies could be so good. Towards the ceiling, alone and feeling blue. Didn't feel night of restless, don't turn on the 13th ton with you. When you see it, baby, you know. We could be so good. We said, baby, we could be so good. Crawling up the walls again, and there ain't a sign of the mystery man. Electric candle must have been good to him when someone bought the charm that was dripping with gin. And he said, some ladies,
you know,
could be so good. He said, some ladies. Torturing on the 13th turn with you. And you said, baby,
you know,
we could be so good. And you said, baby,
you know,
There was a moment there where you might have channeled Brian Wilson for a second or two.
What you're talking about?
Because it feels so good.
Exactly.
What are you getting out of that cup?
Nothing.
In case you're just tuning in, we've got Gorilla Fingers in the house. Brendan Mahoney, Jason Maller are the men that make up Gorilla Fingers.
You know, sometimes.
A little war, a little PJs.
We're half man, half beast.
A little madness in between.
That's right, that's right.
So, how's it going? How you guys feeling in there?
You know, pretty good.
Warm.
I feel the glow, even here. I mean, I see the glow reflected off the window pane. But,
it's like northern lights.
You know?
It is. Josh called to just say, hey, he's over at Brian Brew, of course, down there, and he needs you guys to play a song for him.
Oh,
really?
What in particular was it that he wanted to hear?
Well, we were feeling that you would know. You would just have that song. It'd be right there. It would be at the
request a song.
The tip of your beard, really. It would be that first drip of sweat that comes off that eyeglass.
I see. You see, now with Josh, there were so many songs. It's tough to say which one was the one.
Well, I bet any of the ones would probably...
There were several improv songs about him that did occur down there, because we were known for just making up songs on the spot about was going on around us. So,
Well, we can create some havoc here if you need some.
I think you need to put the phone number out there, because I'm getting text messages from people from Brew, other people from Brew, Sam Smart, Samantha Smart.
Oh, nice. Well, our phone number at the station, 780-4909. That is the number here at WMPG. And you are tuned in to Locomotives. Michelle Arcand here at the helms of the studio. Gorilla Fingers in the house. They're going to be playing lots more music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a poetic moment in there.
Coming up,
I think,
real soon.
Real soon. Yeah. How about you guys play another number, and then we'll come out of that, and I'll just go into a poem, and we'll just make it roll.
I like it.
So that's how it's going to be. So here it is.
Yeah, okay. So this is a new song. Wrote this one not that long ago. We've been busting it out, but it goes a little something like this.
Well, phone rang, it was a sweet voice, I didn't have a choice, it was time to rise and shine. Do, do, do. She said, meet on the east end, we'll both bring a friend, and we'll have ourselves a time there in the sea air, and without a care, looks like our troubles are far away. When we take a drive, put the top down, we'll do up the town. Nothing will stand in our way to a good time. We'll live the high life, it's like the troubles are far away. Did I drink too much? How did I fall over? Think I lost my friends? How did I fall over?
much. How did I fall over? Think I lost my friends. How did I fall over? Who the hell are you? What did I fall over? Think I lost my friends. How did I fall over?
That one's called Meet on the East End, the name of that one there.
Brand new.
All right, Gorilla Fingers in the house. We've got the calls. We know you're listening in Connecticut. We've got a proud mama hearing it loud and clear. Here's a little poem called Demons at My Door, or maybe Just Gotta Be. We're working on it. Names. That's the theme of tonight. It's problematic. There's demons at my door, and they keep coming back for more. And my eyes, they do not lie with empty boxes by my side. Truth is, my soul's a social fire, and my mind keeps losing time. My soul's a social fire, and my mind keeps losing time. But here and now is what we have. No promise of tomorrow. I live amongst my uncertainties. Knowing everyone's got situations makes them feel so all alone. But we are not alone. In this sea of people millions strong, we are not alone. When each step, each sip, every drop of ink brings a bit more clarity, wipes away this time warp that was yesterday. I want to believe that I am. I want to believe that I have. I want to believe that it is. I want to merge beyond here and now. Step forward, connect, reconnect. Break out of this configuration. Reach out, stretch out, emerge. Whole, I came and must return. Here and now, a gift. Oh, but my friends, I've heard it all before. The choir's preached it loud and clear. Your truth will not be mine. I do not need your great divine. Just a little drop of time. Oh man, how I wish you could be mine. Help erase forsaken moments that my brittle bones won't shake. But those damn demons, they're at my door and they keep coming back for more. And my eyes, they do not lie. A brand new box sits by my side. A brand new box sits by my side. So I glide on through syrupy streets, sticking to every word like it's the last one I'd ever hear. Invincible, I howl at that same blue moon that Brendan talked about just a little while ago. Unaware of anything except the need for more, a thirst I can't ignore, a call from the wild, a desperate struggle. The seductive lure is strong. So I dive into the abyss, fully in control or not. With thirst quenched, I continue to trudge on deeper and stronger, with armor of steel ready for anything outside of in. A slow, slow destruction unravels this path of I. So we dance. We dance because there are no walls in truth's playground. We dance. We dance and breathe in the light, knowing no one's gonna win this fight. We dance and laugh and feed the fire, fueling my every desire. We dance. In complete darkness now, I rise from the ash, tattered and torn, yet whole, ready to let go, ready to heal my body and soul. Is it not enough to want? Is it not enough to need? I guess it's time to keep on moving, so I stumbled down another byway, just hoping somehow your love would find me. Take me away from all these boxes, away from all these boxes, away from all these boxes that my mind finds for me, away from all these boxes that my society creates for me, away. I got boxes drumming for rhythm, boxes for strength and hurt, boxes dreaming of forgiveness, boxes of fear, boxes of wants and needs, hardships and dreams, comforts, boxes to hide in, boxes that help me to believe that there is hope, that these four little letters, H-O-P-E, that these four little letters of hope could somehow set me free. Free to emerge to new beginnings, erase my stolen yesterdays, erase these boxes that confine me, and most of all, it is this hope that will help to erase these demons in my brain. Oh, but no, no, no. Instead, I shake the dream to life. I rattle the tree, wake my past to present breath, climb out to greet the day, disconnected. My lungs take another breath, mine stirs the pot of need. Lost in addiction, financially stricken by what I've seen, fear is also just a four-letter word. Time races bygones of shattered moments, fragments of tomorrow's distilling wastelands of yesterday's to come. Pausing for the beat my body can't ignore, no matter how many times I close my eyes and breathe it to stop. Feather nothing, still whisper perfection. And those demons at my door, my friends, they just ain't welcome here no more. And my eyes, they will not lie, not while you're lying by my side. See, I just gotta be. There ain't no box to contain me. I just gotta be me. It's so clear now, I can see. See, this old heart of mine, my friends, this old heart of mine will finally set me free. It's this old heart of mine that's gonna finally set me free.
if you want to love me there.
Oh, that was beautiful, guys.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
What was that tune?
Well, before, when you were talking, that was just whatever. But afterwards, that was, what do you call it? If You Want to Love Me is the name of that song, an instrumental tune. But nice doing a little poetry with you there.
That was, you guys are awesome. I don't know what that box is, man, but it is L-O-V-E.
I'm getting texts that the music is good and this woman is hilarious. So.
Oh, great.
That's from Dan Kimball out there delivering pizzas. So,
all
hey,
right.
Dan, whatever, it keeps you going.
That means that we are all over town, my friends.
Hey,
if
he's
delivering
bad,
pizzas,
you know?
That means we are here, there, and everywhere. All it takes is a little WMPG, community, people-powered radio.
I think you got to put that phone number out there again
the
little
slower.
The phone
number, my friends. This is for the Friday night crew.
These are our people.
These are your people. So here it is, my friends. 7-8-0-4-9-0-9.
I think I'm going to tinkle.
And then for the rest of you folks, it's 780-4909. Let's just say it one more time. 780-4909. Soon you can sing it to yourself, and then it just, you know,
that's
rattles
right.
off the brain.
Don't forget that number.
Don't forget it, my friends. It's 780-4909. We've got
man.
Gorilla Fingers in the house.
Here we are.
PJs and Warfare. Oh, my God, he's stripping.
Oh, it's the drummer. I just can't keep this guy under control. You know, sometimes he's throwing the box, other times he's stripping. I don't know.
It's
too hot.
It is really hot in there, and
it's
a
little warm. I'm wearing a sweater. He's wearing a sweater, too, now, as you can see. But I'm wearing a sweater over
thank
here.
Thank you for
and
my
I'm
sweater dress. Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
So we thought
you
we'd do.
You guys are new dads, and I'm just going to give you that forgiveness right now.
You know, it's a rite of passage as a father to walk around the house in your underwear and just not care.
Well, there
you
go.
I feel like home here.
You know?
Why don't you play a song that evokes home for you
now? This song right here was a song I wrote actually before my son was born, and it's called Change, and it's about, you know, having to make a change because you got kids on the way, which is a wonderful thing, I got to say. And so, Righteous, if you're out there listening, love you, bud. All right. This one's called The Change.
Tired, worn out, yet I've just begun. So long to the days. Without care, time to realize and change. Breaking the trends of the fears that we made before. 'Cause these are the days. Recognize and change.
the Change is the name of that tune there.
Yes. We will be playing this Friday at Lalo
Boutique on High Street, and with the Blood Whiskey Studio, with their product and t-shirts and stuff. They have some really fantastic Maine-made graphics.
And go find us on Facebook.
Yes.
Like us on Facebook. There's a couple videos up there we just got up.
Yesterday. You just got them up yesterday.
Yes, yes.
That's
we
true.
Just got them up.
Damn that timestamp.
We had them recorded for a couple weeks, and I was like, Jason, now we must get them on.
So,
you know, give something people to see.
So we know who wears the pants in this band. And well, who doesn't wear the shirt?
Neither one of us, really. No. I mean, it's
PJ's underwear.
You know who brings the dough.
I know who brings the box.
There you go. Where do you keep the monies?
Gorilla Fingers in the house. This is Locomotives live on WMPG. We've got folks tuned in at www.wmpg.org. I know we've got listeners in California, Connecticut. If you're listening from somewhere else, give us a call. Have we hit the whole map?
Hello, America.
In Florida.
Your sister called, Jason. She's,
oh, yeah.
She's
nice.
Got a...
She's up in Augusta.
Yeah, she's got, like, antennas and whatnot, but she's got the signal.
She's standing like a pelican in the middle
They're
of
doing
living room.
Dances around the radio to keep the signal alive.
She's actually in Chelsea is where she's at, which is outside of Augusta.
But. I once took a bus to Augusta. It almost became my first rap song, but not quite. It was not nearly as eventful as I hoped it would have been, you know? Hey,
oh, nice. So. Hey, all right. Locomotives is on the air also thanks to listener donations and a support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studio. Offering 24-hour access, Prime Artist Rehearsal Studio rents hourly and monthly spaces for bands' rehearsal needs at Thompson Point near downtown Portland. For more info online, go to primeartistportland.com or call or text 415-7762. Or for our friends of Gorilla Fingers, that's 415-7762.
You're also going to have to send up smoke signals.
But call us at the studio.
Code, code,
who remembers the number? Do you remember it? Did the song stick?
Who, me? I was tuning.
Yeah, come on. 780-4909. He's drumming it. 780-4909. We got about 11 minutes left, boys.
All right.
I say you just take it away musically.
I think you got it.
Maybe once again, we'll remind folks of your first Friday gig.
First Friday
next
gig.
Next Friday.
Yep. Yeah.
A week from today. It sounds like a fun one. Whiskey and Gorilla Fingers.
Whiskey tasting and us. I mean, you really can't go wrong. Plus,
no.
The gallery's cool. All local art.
And
you
local
can't go
art.
Wrong, you know?
That's a win-win.
And like I said, like us on Facebook, Gorilla Finger. That's GUE1RILLA Finger. And we're on there. Just some videos.
All right.
And call us. We're available for birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever you got. We'll be there. Yeah. You know, hey.
Call us now. Book these guys at your club. 780-4909. Take it away, Gorilla Finger.
All right, so we're going to play a new tune. This one's called Will You Come Along. Jason, you've played this at least once before.
Oh, thank you.
Jason, ready? Like the way we do that? You never know what we're going to do.
Now I know what Jason's talking about.
Thanks again.
Beside me and hear the sad song of a man who lies broken inside. The gears lose the teeth and
the springs down beneath lie loose from keeping up with time. Runs from your mouth, it won't put out the fire. Maybe you should have found a pay. Maybe you should have prayed for rain. Maybe you should have looked outside yourself, found something much bigger than you. What can you do? What can you do? Could write a poem or read a book, take a walk and take a look around. You could sing a song and before too long you could take a quiet world and fill it with sound. Fill it with sound. Up your brush, paint yourself a sky. Exhale the smoke, now you're high. And the smoke is a cloud you can ride through your mind. Now you've prepared for what you might find. Are you prepared for what you might find? Are you prepared for what you might find inside? What you might find.
Turn from one song into another song. You see, we do that to you sometimes.
You never know.
I do like the way you guys roll on the fly. It's a beautiful thing. That's how I like to roll.
I have those moments where I can't remember the first line of a song. That was one of those moments.
That's like me with poetry, and then I just make up a line. I lose myself midway through, then I find myself again.
You know, it's...
Nobody else knows, so you know, what the heck.
It's liquid, you know, you just kind of move with it. And
exactly.
See where...
Exactly. It's ever flowing. So, my dear friends out there in Radio Land, I just, in lieu of supporting musicians locally and everywhere, I want to remind everybody one more time about that show that's happening at the Empire tonight, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it is a one-shot deal. Here is a chance for you to make a donation to Jacob Cuff, who has been recently diagnosed with leukemia. They're having a leukemia palooza at the Empire Dine and Dance tonight. That's right downtown, like on Congress and Forest. And the bands are Model Airplane,
mm-hmm.
who are just funky, groovy, soulful. Think like, I don't know, Lyle Davinsky Channel's Al Green. And if you want a little sloppy funk behind that, then mm-hmm. you know where you need to be tonight.
Best $8 you could spend yeah. all year, probably.
And then Anna is also going to be there. And Anna is the band that used to be Gypsy Tailwind. I think a few less members here or there. I'm not really sure what that's all about yet. I'm going to find out, though. I'm going to make it my mission.
Complicated.
But they're Anna now. And they'll be playing, too. So maybe you, too, can find out, because you should just go down there. Your $8 all goes to Jacob Cuff's medical funds. And if you know what it's like to be in the medical world, you know that you're going to be in the millions. He's going to hit $2 million in medical bills just to deal
Easy.
With leukemia.
Easy, yeah.
And all the treatments that he's going to need. He's a strong guy. He will recover. But right now, we all need your help. So support mm-hmm. your local musicians. be a friend. Even if you can't go to the show, stop by and just say, hey, here's my donation. Because mm-hmm. every dollar is going there to him tonight and to his medical funds. That's all. I just wanted to make that plug.
All right.
And we are going to end this show tonight in these last 5 minutes with the men, the boys, the madness those behind Gorilla Finger.
Crazy dudes in the booth, you know.
Yeah, those sweating animals, those hairy beasts over there.
No, I shaved my beard off. I'm sorry. I should have left it on for the occasion.
I thought you shaved your hair off. That's just the way it comes?
That's, yeah.
Is that a mohawk?
Yes.
That's not what
16 inches long.
Both of us are sporting haircuts.
An eighth of an inch on the side. That's just the way.
We're both sporting haircuts that nobody walks into a barbershop to say, hey, that's what I want. That's what we do, you know?
I woke up this morning.
That's
it was
how
like
these
that.
Boys roll.
I don't question it.
But you know what? Musically, so incredible. You guys have
you.
A great,
well,
great sound. And, you know, I feel your influences. I feel all of that. And it is nice to just have, you know, a duo, a trio, like a small,
yeah,
just, you can travel, you can go wherever, you can fit in any corner.
Exactly.
And you can just do your thing.
Much
you
like
just
that
play.
Show next Friday. It's not the biggest gallery in the world, but we squeeze right in and people have room to move around. So, you
right.
know, it's a tight squeeze, but over at Lalo there. But
you bring
yeah.
out such a big sound. I mean, even at Ryan Brew, you rocked an entire bar.
Oh, we've done, for a while there, we were the fill-in band, too. If at any last minute of a band would be like, sorry, we can't make it tonight for whatever reason, weather, right. we were right in town, and I was like, we'll be there. And we'd
well,
show
they
up.
I love
and
you guys.
So we rocked a few times.
I got a box in my back pocket. Yeah. We'll travel.
I got a guitar in the car. He's got a box in his
got
pocket.
Box,
we're ready.
We'll travel.
That's right.
Well, so, that's Gorilla Fingers for you, and here they're going to take us out.
I'm going to try.
What do you got?
For my original songs, I think this might be the one that Josh was requesting earlier from Baru.
All right,
if not,
it is.
This was the classic Baru closer here. So we're going to get this one's called She's My Baby.
All right. Gorilla Fingers live in the studio, WMPG Locomotive.
My baby, she loves me both night and day. Oh, my baby, now she's here to stay. But whoa, 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 she's my baby. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, my baby, she's got a place it out for me. Oh, my baby, be there by 3:15. Whoa, 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 she's my baby, she's my baby, 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 baby. She brought a rose to my place of work.
Yeah, whatever.
Attached to a letter, let me know I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
She might be home, just a packet of things. But mine's on the lawn, full of dancing dings.
Whatever.
But whoa, whoa, whoa. She's my baby. She's my baby, 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 baby. She said, go to hell. Well, I'm halfway there.
Yeah, halfway.
I sleep in a car, but what do I care?
She might be home with another man. And I gotta get her back just as fast as I can. But whoa, whoa, whoa. She's my baby. She's my baby. Thank you. Good night. Gorilla Finger!
This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Once again, thanks to our friends, Gorilla Finger, for coming in tonight. Such a pleasure to have you guys in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you next Friday.